Yesterday on Town Square, I sat down with New School Superintendent Christina Kishimoto. She's got the governor's support, but as Civil Beat reporter Sue Von Lee finds, the governor says he had no hand in her selection. Sue Von Lee joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann. Good to be here.
So why would this even be an issue that the governor might, or as he says, didn't have a hand in her selection?
Well, as we know, the governor appoints members of the Board of Education, and the Board of Education is the one that's in charge of finding and hiring the new superintendent. When we talk about the selection process that unfolded late last year and this year, people talk about how that process developed. I think that now that a new superintendent's in place, the administration certainly wants to look forward rather than dwelling on what happened back then.
So why talk about it?
That's interesting. I think that its process is something that's on the minds of Hawaiians here. However, as the governor told us in an extensive interview, he's looking at what the new superintendent's going to do, and he's very excited about how she's already approaching her job.
And what did he say specifically that makes him more excited about her choice than her predecessor?
Well, he talked a lot about how Dr. Kishimoto, the new superintendent, is visiting the schools. She's engaging with teachers and principals. She's visiting classrooms. He heaped a lot of praise on her strategy as far as going out there and meeting people. He talked about her showing up unannounced at football games, for instance, even on weekends, engaging with the community, learning what their needs and concerns are, and he was quite praiseworthy of that.
And what about some of her ideas in which she hopes to engage beyond just showing up at social engagements?
Well, we also spoke with Christina Kishimoto earlier this month when she began her job. And one of her things is really to kind of take a deep dive, as she said, as far as English language learning instruction and special education inclusion goes in the schools, things that really do matter to a lot of parents, particularly given the track record that the Hawaii Department of Education has when it comes to certain underserved communities and student populations. So I think that he's very encouraged by what she's going to be doing when it comes to those areas.
We talked with her yesterday and she mentioned that too. Also engaging teachers in a different way than perhaps they have in past. What did you hear from the governor about her relationship with teachers? Certainly he's had a good relationship with HSTA that we've seen in a very non-contentious, very easy and smooth situation with renewing contracts.
That's right. I think that the teachers are really a critical element here. Clearly, they're the ones who are in the classroom every day. They're the ones who are seeing firsthand what's working and what's not working for students. So it appears to me that the new superintendent is really wanting to engage and hear what programs that they're applying in their own schools that might work across the state. The governor even told me yesterday about such things such as early college credit learning pathways in which high school students might start learning or accruing college credit at the high school level. He really wants to see those kinds of programs that are successful and are working in certain communities replicated across the state. So we'll see what happens this year.
Well, and she's got a 3-year contract, so we'll see how that plays out over its term. And thanks so very much for today's reality check.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring education reporter Sue Von Lee.